It's the Daily Talk Show, episode 734.
How are we, guys? What's happening? What's going on? Tuesday. How's it all cracking?
Well, just before we hit go on the show, we had Ben Fordham call. And I said, hey, mate, let's just actually talk about it on the show. So let's just get Fordo on.
Fordo.
Hey, bro.
Hey, Fordo, you're live on the Daily Talk Show.
Oh, it's one of my favourite show. Wow, this is so cool. What do I win?
Mate, you win, what does he win, George?
I want a Gronk squad t-shirt that's a bit bigger than the one you sent me. I don't know whether I've put on weight or what's going on.
Oh, no. Did we get a medium,
Fordo?
What's that?
It was a medium. What size was it, Fordo?
Oh, let me have a look. It's in my cupboard here somewhere. I know I should probably be at work, but I don't know. I've got 75 black t-shirts. I saw that you cleared out yours recently, Tommy. I need to do the same. I don't know, but whatever it is, I'll let you know. I need to go one bigger because it's just, you know, do you find that thing where you're just feeling like, hang on a minute, this is, now I'm feeling bad about myself because this t-shirt doesn't fit, even though I didn't even try it on to begin with. But
well, that happened. I mean, I haven't weighed myself in a while, and I decided, look, I'm going to do it. I'm just going to, like, I need to confront whatever I'm at based on ISO. Yeah. And so at my heaviest I've ever been, I was 120. At my sort of slimmest, I was 85. And so I said to Bree, I'm like, I'm going to go on the scales today and see what the deal is because I want to be the healthiest I've ever been at 30. And I turned 30 on September 14. And I said, I reckon I'm going to be 95 kilos is my guess. And I stood on the scales and I am 101. So,
wow.
Yeah,
okay.
That's what Uber Eats will do. I've been or maybe it's muscle mass.
Oh, yeah, that's what kind of prompted my, turning the health around. It was when I got to know the Uber Eats delivery guys, you know, on a personal basis, when you start, you know, offering them to be the godfather of your newborn, it's like, hang on a minute, we've become far too close. So, but I was heaviest 97, lightest 82, but comfortable 85, and I'm now close to 90. So sure. I'm like, you know.
You're looking good though,
still
Ben.
Still 7 off my worst, joining, but 7 off my best.
Joining our 24-hour live stream, you're looking good, mate. You scrub up nicely. What is it for you? Are you eating more and moving less?
Oh, mate, what it is, Tommy, the alcohol thing, I was really good at going. When I did the whole health and fitness thing, I was like, okay, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, I'd stay off the booze. And then I give it a red hot nudge on a Friday. But the ISO thing has made me drink. I'm back to drinking every day now. Like, I just need a couple of glasses of red wine at the end of each day. So, you know, even though the ISO thing's practically over, it's kind of stuck around with me. So I don't know. I'm about to start doing breakfast radio, which is going to be a shock to the system. So I think that'll be a natural point where I can say, righto, well, I'm not going to be doing that from that time on. So I'll just have to go nuts between now and then. I've got 2 weeks.
Oh, mate. Well, it's a slippery slope. It's either will make you go further backwards or pull you into line. So I wish you luck.
Well, mate, can we focus on the positive? I mean, I don't want you thinking about the negative. Listen, the reason I was reaching out this afternoon, I'm sorry to reach out right when the podcast is starting. I need to know the full story of the megaphone because I must have missed the first reference to the megaphone. And now I'm listening to the further references. And when I heard there's business opportunities for people associated with the megaphone, my ears pricked up.
Yeah, it's moved very quickly. And so I bought the megaphone when I was personal training the boys the other day on Thursday.
Yep.
And was it Thursday or Wednesday? I think it was Thursday.
Last Thursday.
And then I spent $39 on the megaphone and then about 15 bucks on batteries.
On the batteries, yeah, I heard that, yeah.
And so what I decided was it would be good to be able to make some form of money back, and I don't know how it went from there. And so it's just escalated.
Brilliant. Well, Josh, so you started throwing – well, Ben, we threw out our PayPal details, which are simply our email address, hi@thedailytalkshow.com, and we were just saying, send us money, help us recoup the costs. Mm-hmm. And then people started sending cash, and then it evolved, and then it became, who wants to be the naming right sponsor of the Daily Talk Show's megaphone. And then we got our first bid, which was $50, and then the second bid. We've got a website, Mr. 97's just knocked together the dailytalkshow.com/megaphone. And so you can see
that
there.
Yeah, and I heard that last night, but where's it at the moment? What's the highest bid?
Well, so this was interesting. We've got a call, Kate Mead, who's on at Ace Radio in Warrnambool. Is that where
she's? Yeah, you've had her on before. Yeah.
And so she has done she did a bid for 120, and then I was archiving my email last night and nearly archived an email where she has given another bid for 125, which has a whole nother story to it. So we need to call her after you to work out what the deal is with that.
Yeah, well, she obviously needs a welfare check because she's bidding against herself. So,
there is a lovely story behind it, Ben. And so, technically, she is the next in line. But then you can buy it, Ben, for whatever business you like, for yourself, for somebody else, for your new breakfast radio show. I know you need to sort of get the word out there about the smallest breakfast show in Sydney. Yeah, I thought that would be a good opportunity. So,
and if it's over $500, Ben, if you do it for over $500, Tommy is doing a special deal where he'll make you a video. So he could do a video of your new breakfast show.
I've seen Tommy's videos, though. They're worth about $15. So I'm more interested in the megaphone, right? The megaphone's more up my alley because I just really like that loud noise. How could I? Can you?
Yep, go on.
Yeah, see? But do you own, you know, for my first week of the new breakfast show, because it's starting in 2 weeks, right? Yeah. And in case you're missing it at the moment, these are free plugs I'm getting. I haven't handed over any cash so far.
That's true.
But
I see what you're doing.
How would I say own the megaphone for the first week of my breakfast radio show?
Yeah, we're going to have to. So if I've learned anything about sales, where I've gone wrong previously is I put a number out there. What I should ask, what's your budget? what's your marketing budget? What do you got?
Oh, mate, I'd be willing to pay $250 for if I was getting, you know, I'd need it for a week,
Plus
the first week of my radio show, and I'd need guaranteed plug in the first 5 minutes of each podcast, and I'd want it just for the 5 days, so call it, I want two plugs a show, five days, so it's $50 a day, that's $250.
Okay. Yeah, look,
deal or no deal?
Tell me, what do you think?
Deal or no deal?
When is it starting, Ben?
In 2 weeks, June 1st.
2 weeks time.
Well, the thing is, the megaphone's going to be worth a lot more then, so that's the risk that we have to take
This is a scaling partnership.
I know all about risk. You're taking a very big risk in turning down $250, so I know all about risk.
What about 330X GST? 330X GST? That seems sort of more aligned with, I think, what the market value is now, and that's not even considering where we're going to be at in 2 weeks.
Hmm. I think you should take the $250.
Well, how quickly can you get us $250 via PayPal?
I can have it via PayPal within 35 minutes.
Okay. That's good.
Okay. That is real good.
But I'll just
say this.
I'll just say this.
Yep.
I just want to make clear because I know you don't edit anything. So the new breakfast radio show starts on 2GB on June 1 with Ben Fordham. So just in case you turn down the offer, I've got a plug there for free. So really, June 1, 2GB, it's really worth your while now because you've given it away for nothing. You really should recoup some money just like you wanted to do with the megaphone and the battery. So you'd be mad to turn down
Could we do a contract? How about this? How about $250 plus the Daily Talk Show gets one mention on your show?
You've already had mentions on my radio show.
No, we haven't had the breakfast slot. I want the fucking breakfast slot.
I want Sydney, mate.
Hey, listen.
Prime time.
Listen. Listen to this. There's $250. It's going once.
No, it's taken. We're taking it.
We're definitely taking it.
You have
thank
a deal June
much.
1 till 5. You have naming right sponsor. Even if other people buy it, this was a deal. You know, you start out in your career and you lock into things early days and you got to warrant them in the future, even if we're getting $10,000 a week.
And also, mate, it sets a really good, I think, precedent and price early on to say, you know what, there's $250 and he's got it for a week. And he invested early and he went hard early. So it's like it encourages other bidders and buyers out there to have a go. Don't muck around. Don't sit on the sideline. So I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll get the money into the PayPal. If Mr. 97 sends me the details right now, text them to me, you'll see it pop up by the time you finish the show.
Great. Literally, all you need is...
Sevs.
Yeah, Sevs, you can explain it to him. Okay. You get your Foxtel IQ kid to do it for you. He'll be able to.
Yeah, no, that's right. I work on AM radio, so my technological abilities are a little bit lame. But, boys, it's a pleasure doing business. Thanks so much.
I'm excited. Always great. I think that's a good deal. Great to do business. I feel like we got what we wanted in the end, which is exactly what we wanted.
You wanted 330, you idiot. You didn't get it. But as I said, it's a pleasure doing business with you.
Yeah, thank you, Ben. Thank you.
Thanks, Fordo.
He's done. He's off. Well, that's good.
I mean, this is how you do business. This is how you do business.
Mm.
This is how you monetize podcasts. The future is bright. From June 1 through till 5.
And so, should I give Kate Mead a call to explain? Like, we need to get the word on.
Yeah, look.
Yeah, let's give.
In fairness, we can't mention Fordo and what we're going to talk about from June 1 because he doesn't have rights until then. Who has rights is Kate Mead. And Kate Mead, kind of, as you mentioned to Fordo, has thrown another spanner into the works because it's her second bid. And when we say bid, we mean paid cash exchanged. Bid is not like...
I was thinking that when I kept saying donation and I thought it's not really a donation, is it? It's more... No. Yeah,
well,
it's
not something. Nah. What is the term? Because bid could... They are getting outbidded at some point, but it's a real rock... So we're redefining bid, essentially.
Are we?
Well...
How are we redefining it? I think that's a lot of rah-rah. Let's call Kate anyway and find out
A bid usually is in a process and at the end there's the highest bidder, whereas everyone along the term is getting something.
Hang on. I'm just unmuting you, Kate. Sorry. Hello, right, Kate. How are you?
Kate Mead.
Hi, boys. How are we?
Oh, we're good. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you for your PayPaling. Sorry I declined your call earlier. I was actually on another call and as I ended that call... You called, and so did it even ring?
No, went straight to voice message. Okay. I thought, okay, wow, he's screening. Yeah, that's lovely. I mean, I'm just throwing money at you, but okay.
And so, can you tell us the idea? Because you bid $120 and you got the megaphone. We have been yelling Kate Mead everywhere I go with the megaphone. It's been getting a lot of runtime. Why do a second bid?
Well, here's the thing. I got sick of my name, I suppose. That's where it started. I guess the moment that I saw this megaphone and the whole, okay, you can buy it, you can have naming rights sponsors. So I was like, okay, to be the number one ticket holder of any club, like, this is it. You've already got a Queen Gronk.
Mm-hmm.
I can't have it. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's one mighty huge, yep. machine. So I just thought, I've got to have it. I've got to take it. I've got to grab it. Get on it. And then I realized, okay, so I'm doing the Women of Influence. I'm not kind of really running a business or anything at the moment. I'm kind of in a state of not creating anything crazy at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
If I hear my name one more time for not actually achieving anything or doing anything, I'm going to go crazy. But I do remember...
Embrace it. We do it. It's fun.
We do it.
Well, so then I got the guilt up because I then realised the juice, the power of the juice of the medical.
The juice is huge. Yeah, the juice is massive. Juice. The SEO juice.
Real juice.
Yeah. So and all the back end and all the power of it. And I thought, I better Google my name and see how I'm coming up, right?
Yeah.
Guess what happened?
What?
Kate Mead. Yeah. Daily talk show.
Yeah,
I'm definitely. Everywhere.
Yeah, it's a lot of juice. Too much juice to drink.
Changed my order, the way that I come up on a search engine. So I thought, okay, I remember what it was like starting out. And I'm not saying that I'm rolling around in money because I'm not. But
not
when
anymore.
You're starting out. And not, no, I've given you my weekly paycheck right now.
Thank you.
But I remember when you start something, so I'm already a huge fan of you guys, number one. But number two, when you are starting out, you just need one or two people to believe in what you're doing, right? And I thought, you know what I've done when I've come in big and hard trying to get this big megaphone from you is I've probably stolen the idea of, you know, like building up from scratch and everyone getting opportunity and just come through like, I want it like a toddler.
There was someone who offered 65 who had to send an email saying, hey, mate, sorry.
Sorry, buddy.
You were outbid a while ago. And, his business is going fine, I'm sure. It's all good.
Yeah, so that's it. Poor guy. So, okay. So, yeah, so... Last night, couldn't sleep, was thinking about the juice. By the way, I have to get up at 3:30 in the morning.
Yeah, it's not good.
3:30. And I'm thinking, I can't sleep. Okay, this is what I'll do. I'll make another donation and I'll one-up myself by $5. And you guys can pick someone, an amazing gronk that is doing incredible work, that just needs a little leg up, that needs the juice. I need the juice.
That's very generous. You're sharing the juice. That's the title of today's show sharing the juice.
Sharing the load. And it's COVID safe. COVID safe sharing.
Yeah, definitely.
Kate, can I ask you, what time did you actually make the purchase? Because on the email it says 1:23 a.m. You're not up at that time, right?
No, but you know those nights. You know the nights when you cannot sleep and you start going, okay, if I fall asleep now, I'll get 3 hours. Mm-hmm. If I fall asleep now, I'll get 2 hours. I had one of those nights last night.
Oh, wow.
And I don't know. It's crazy times, unprecedented times. Look, and I thought, you know what, I'll
do. It's the juice. And also, like, I feel like everyone's quite... If we could get people doing bids at that time, I reckon there's a heap of shit that I do. Like, we're all more vulnerable at that time. I think that we should start like a 2 a.m. club where we try and get people to make bids at 2 a.m. because I feel like it could be good for the megaphone.
Why do you think those telemarketing TV shows work so well? We end up buying like the pots and the pans and the non-stick stuff. Hello?
That's so true. Yeah.
It's late night. What's that film that has...
That's a great film. Yeah.
She's selling the mops, and it's like the story of how she became the mop like from sales.
The original online shopping. Original TV shopping.
Such a great movie.
I can't remember.
Anyway,
what it's
this
called.
Is the equivalent. We're reigniting the telemarketing. TV.
Yeah, TV. This is the new. And so how do we... So, Kate,
we're the new Danos Direct, to be honest.
I wonder how Danos is going. I mean, Wish.com has become the new Danos, hasn't it? Like, that's... the amount of shit that I get sort of advertised on Wish to me. A lot of random stuff.
It's ridiculous.
How do we do it, TJ? I feel like you had an idea.
Well, any sort of just... We want to do this right. We want to make sure that we find the right person. Mm-hmm. Any sort of, not rules, but just sort of guidance that you'd send us that we can sort of take and run with, Kate?
I think in my past experience, always look for someone within your community that has the same values as you, that wants to get out there and just do something awesome for the world. I mean, that's what you guys are doing, right? So... Yeah. There will be someone already that you're thinking of that, you know, it's just a little game changer. It's a gesture, right? And when they're big and successful, not that I am, pay it forward later on.
And it's also the megaphone helps, right? Like, we can always say, I can be on the sidelines yelling in the megaphone, like, it was us, it was me, on the megaphone.
Business, brand, or can it be a person or someone who wants to say thank you to somebody? Could be anything like that, or are we businessy?
No, I think you'll know. I think even me talking to you today, there's already maybe a couple that are popping up in your mind already that you're like, you know what, they're doing awesome work. Give them a little bit of a, you know, let's bring them up. Let's put a light on them for a bit.
I think that's great. Well, thank you, Kate. That. I think that's
very kind, Kate.
Yeah, it's super, super generous. And
proud to be a gronk boy.
And I just love, like, it gives us a reason to be like, now this like nice gesture sort of rubs off on us, which is just, it's great. You know, it's a win-win is what we're talking about here. And then we'll get to Fordo in June with his that big cash, you know, that big AM money.
Yeah, that was a good lock in. Yeah. First off, I was a little bit like, don't take the money. You can go higher, boys. You can go higher.
But did I go too soft? Yeah, because you're very good at negotiating. Any feedback?
I thought it was very brave to ask for the breakfast spot shout out. Yeah. I mean, now that would have been real juice.
Yeah.
Real juice.
That's there. A lot of juice.
But I think the fact that you've already got Ben on side and in and he's made a commitment, it's the beginning. It's really working on that relationship. So you get him 250 now, was it? You'll be 2,500.
Exactly.
In 6 months, you know, baby steps.
And I will be calling as a fake listener every morning for a dinner, just trying to get
That's a great idea.
Let's just do it.
Yeah, definitely.
Ben, just congratulations, mate. You know, it's been big support from the Daily Talk Show.
That's great. Maybe we'll I can him. Do the call we'll through him. The megaphone and see if he picks it. How many times can I call using the megaphone? That'd be great. Thank
it.
You, Kate.
Love it.
Well, hopefully you get it. Do you nap? Well, do you nap during the day when you don't sleep much?
Oh, yeah. So basically when you guys get off just after one, Kate's tucking in for a nap time now.
Oh, that's great.
Nice.
That's good. I could get around that little nap. All right. Thanks, Kate. We'll keep you updated with how it goes.
Well done, boys. Cheers.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks, Kate.
Perfect. This is great. I'm fired up.
Business is good. Late lunch, guys. Late lunch, boys. Late lunch. Late lunch. Few vinos. Get a few rosés. No.
I've been so excited. I literally haven't. If you're watching the YouTube stream, I haven't switched to us once. I've got my hands full. I've got the megaphone. Should we?
That's good. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Now we need to get to business. Finding somebody, and I think it might be done today post show with the announcement tomorrow. And the rule being, even if someone does trump the 125, we still value the
honoring
the
it,
kind, generous giveaway of the megaphone.
It'd be a Gronk move if we didn't.
It would be real, really taking advantage of a charitable.
Yeah. You I think that we could all just have a think. Let's not make any sort of, do you say brash, rash decisions?
Rash decisions.
Let's just, what's a rash? Can you look up the meaning of a rash decision, where it's come from, Seb?
Yes. It's something it done or the decision said too to fast. Rub my arm. It is my decision to rub my arm on your rash and then I get a rash. A rash decision.
Oh, brash works as well.
Yeah,
maybe it is brash.
I don't know.
Self-assertive in a rude, brash. Noisy, and overbearing way.
talking about,
yeah, no, it'd be you coming in and saying, no, I got it. This is who it is. It didn't happen.
Mm. So we're talking we're about
a chill and.
Yeah, no, I think that's the right thing. No, I was just going to say on the rash thing, we haven't given my folliculitis much love lately. I went to the pharmacist yesterday. And I thought, you know what, like I hate admin, but I'm like, I've got these like little pimply things on my head. I need to get it sorted out. Went to Chemist Warehouse. There was the guy, like there was someone behind the counter at the pharmacist. I said, hey, and I just pull off my beanie. I'm like, oh, I've got these like red dots on my head. Like, I think it's folliculitis. And he's like, oh, yeah, you'll have to chat to the pharmacist. Which because he wasn't the pharmacist. So then I had to wait and I was waiting. It felt like a bit of a dickhead when he said, like, wait for the pharmacist. So I was just waiting. There's like six other people around. It was really hot because I had my North Face jacket on. I was sweating heaps. And I was just like, I was going up and down the shampoo aisle looking at like tea tree shampoos or like, can I find an antibacteria one? Can I just, anyway, I just said to Bree, I was like, no, it's taking too long. Let's go. And so we left. And walked down and there was another pharmacist only a few doors down that was sort of like a little smaller operation. Walked in, he was great, showed my head and here's an announcement. There's no shampoo, there's nothing topical that I can do. He says I have to go to a GP, I have to get antibiotics.
Interesting. Oh. It's worth doing to see.
So annoying though, isn't it? Antibiotics, I just feel about like...
No, you don't need that. Would you rather cop the folliculitis and take
it? No. I want it gone. It's just like itchy head. It's shit.
No. You got it. Sometimes.
No, I want to get... And
sometimes.
The other thing too is...
But why not just come back?
No, well, I think the thing is I'm going to stop wearing hats. I'm going to stop wearing my bean. Like, I'm going to go cold turkey on all of it and really give my scalp, you know, some breathing room.
Yeah, try that. That's a good first approach. just to give you an update, cash has hit the account. Cash,
oh, great.
Oh, really?
Has hit the account. Ben Fordham has fronted the money for his June 1 to June 5 Megaphone naming rights sponsor. So we just, won't speak of him until then.
Ding, ding.
In between, in the time in between, the limit, oh, the current bid is still at what it is now. So like it hasn't hit.
Has to hit 130.
It won't hit 250 until the end of that week.
But are we booked out the like, how long are we giving Kate's generous offer of 125?
So I think what we do is we're going to give a bonus day. That's what I'm committing to now. So whatever
a bonus day that is, considering that no one comes in and pays 130. And so that is even considered
a bonus day. Then, Jesus, that's not a bonus day.
No. Well, a bonus day is an extra
if someone comes in.
No, because
even
if someone
pays, outbids them.
No, but so So the thing is that if someone bids 130, they get it now for until someone else outbids. So a bonus day is someone bids, we give a day, and so that person holds off. Yeah.
Great. Right. So this person that we're going to decide today that gets Kate's kind gesture will have it for at least a day from more than a day. They're going to have it for like 2 or 3 days. So this is great. Yeah. This is nice. This is where we're, don't say we don't give back.
And if so,
we're good.
That's what we're doing.
You know,
it's Kate's just listening right now going, this is not really what I was hoping for from this. Just like, don't say we don't do anything for you guys. anything else, like if we're just a blue sky think through the Megaphone, the future of the Megaphone?
Well, yeah, thinking, I mean, one Posca, a Posca pen or some kind of sort of permanent pen that is white that you can start just writing like a cast. You know, when you break your arm as a kid or you see someone who has and they get all the writing on it. I'd like you to start just doing your handwriting,
writing
Josh.
On the microphone.
Kate
Fordo has just sent me Fordo's just sent me a confirmation as well.
Great.
Yeah. Contract coming.
Contract coming.
Oh, that's not even a PayPal. That's a direct. That's even better.
He's just gone straight through.
He's this quick. Is good. And he's just going.
And he's with the same bank as us, so that's gonna hit the account straight away. This is good.
Yeah.
What are we gonna do with the cash?
Cash in there.
So this is the thing. So we've got this cash coming in, TJ. Can we put it into like an innovation pool or like a domain names pool or like where do we put this? I mean, where do we put this money?
I mean, funds are pretty low. It could just be seen as cash flow.
Cash flow.
Cash flow.
That's pretty sad, isn't it? Can't we
just
take
cash flow?
Could we do like a 10% innovation? Could we get 10% of whatever it is that we have? Would you, given like, it was everyone's idea, I'm not going to take credit for the idea, but I bought the Megaphone. And so could we do a Josh Jansen innovation fund, which is 10% of Megaphone sales? And I can buy something which I think will bring value to the show.
When do you want to do it when it hits a certain point? Because then it's like,
mate, you haven't got much
can
at
actually,
the moment.
Well, so what's the total?
$1,000 mark, you get 10%.
Give me
bucks.
2 seconds.
I think the we're about a $600 once you include.
You'll have about 60 bucks.
So you can do a lot from an innovation fund for $60.
Yeah.
Yeah, I could start looking at new merch. The other thing I was thinking, what do you think about maybe Georgie Boy can't do it because he's busy with the hump day, but I was thinking of doing a – I've never used this word because I've never worked in like retail. Stock take. Could we do a stock take of our Gronk tees and crew necks and put up for – because a few people have asked about the – merch, and we're very clear on not wanting to print any more, and we're doing exact numbers. We got a few extra t-shirts and a few crews. Should we put gronksquad.com up with the exact amount? And definitely, so for those gronks that missed out, they may have been waiting for like money to hit account, like whatever it is, so they can get the that stuff. Do you want to do that?
And then, and yeah, so then you on your end. Through Shopify,
Shopify, they've got inventory. Yeah.
Inventory.
Oh, mate. Yep. Inventory. That's great. Also, their inventory as well. Like they're revolutionary in terms of their invention. So I'm with you, Sevs.
Okay. All right. Well, so we'll do that. So we need to count the stock.
Yeah.
GB is, I mean, it would probably take 10 minutes.
I don't have a t-shirt. I haven't taken a t-shirt
Okay. Well, so just so we just need to put
and then we've
one
got
we've
got Fordo, we got Fordo as well. We got to sort out Fordo.
Well, he needs to pay for like he has to pay $330 if he wants a t-shirt thrown in.
Oh, oh yeah, I did like I did appreciate yeah. that sort of hustle, JJ.
You got to.
That was a good hustle. I reckon the breakfast slot was just that was great.
Well, I think
I reckon we're in. As much as he said no, and he tried to sort of say that no business is, you know, this is how I do business. Sorry, mate. We're getting.
I think
on the
he's a guy
show.
To getting on the under promise and over deliver, and so I fear that he's saying nah, and he'll play a 30-second sting in his the front of his
he'll
first
intro
show.
The show brought to you by the Daily Talk Show. You know,
yeah, there could be something fun. Could we? One thing that I'd love to do, actually, this reminds me of a story. Oh, I completely forgot about this. So I just had the idea, what about if the megaphone was to move around Australia eventually? So the megaphone goes on a tour. And what that reminded me of is I remember when I was at Fifi and Jules, there was a breakfast show, a regional breakfast show that was doing a torch style tour, and they got a physical torch, like a flashlight, and they passed it around Australia, and it got to me, and they got me to take it to London for the final bit, but I was so busy that I didn't do the thing. Like I fucked it. I think I lost. I ended up losing the torch. And so I just remember getting a call from them saying, hey, we heard about the torch. Can we just call you and pretend that the torch is in London? That's so – can you believe how
– the other option is great that we gave it to this idiot who lost it.
Yeah, like, I think that they'd put in so much work that it was too much for them to handle. I remember Sam Cav was the one that's like, hey, I'm trying to remember who it was, what the radio show was.
Jules Lund has probably definitely pushed you into doing it as well. He'd be a great idea.
Yeah.
Great idea. Maybe it was Traralgon or...
I don't know. I feel like it was
a SCA brekkie shows.
Yeah. Ant and Beck, well, they were ARN, weren't they? It was something like that. It was two
dudes.
Well,
if you didn't get in trouble for SCA. It, it couldn't have been a big breakfast show.
Yeah.
It has to have been a small little fish.
I can't believe it. It seems like such an easy win to, and also just a great opportunity for me. Like, I would look like a hero.
Yeah.
Yeah, hey, I know.
We can't go on holidays, but the megaphone can via AusPost, DHL, or whatever service we choose. It could go around Australia.
Yeah. I mean, it seems like sharing a megaphone is a nightmare from a COVID-19 perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you could spray it down. You could do the full operation before you start. Like, I saw someone giving away money on YouTube, and they legit laid it all out, wore gloves, masks, sprayed it with sanitizer, put the money back into an envelope, and that's how they sent it out. It was a good precaution. Mate, I fucking shook a hand. I shook someone's hand last night.
Oh, really?
Precaution. Oh. I shook a hand last night.
Was it Mark, the butcher?
No. No, he
great
wouldn't
video,
even
by the way.
Hand.
That was great. Go check out Tommy's video from yesterday, supporting local business, a butcher.
We'll send it out on WhatsApp too, so you can get a little cheeky inbox. Hayden Dibb's dad. I lost it. I don't know. It was just, I saw
whose
him
hand
and
went
I
out
like,
first?
Me. I fucked it. I can't believe I did it.
And what did he, what was the reaction?
He shook it. He didn't flinch.
No hesitation.
Really?
Wow.
No limp?
Not one bit. Not at all. Not at all. Soft, nice hand. Like I remember it so vividly. Like as soon as it touched, I said, oh God, I've just shaken your hand.
It's like a one-night stand without that protection, isn't it? Like it has that sort of vibe.
Yeah.
Dance it's like risky. It was a little bit fun, but maybe you fucked yourself forever. You'll never know. Was it worth it?
I mean, it was soft exchange, and if I don't get sick, I'm happy with it.
But you don't want to be that guy. You can't be the guy now. No. This is the whole thing. It was a thrill for the night. But you don't want to be the guy that's doing that all the time now.
No. Absolutely not. No. I tell you what, mum's got a bit of a cold. Dad had it. She got it off dad. And mum said, Tim, you should go get tested for COVID. He doesn't think he has it. But toxic masculinity, he's not doing any of that. He won't get tested. He said, I'm not. No, I'm not. I don't have it. And I said, how do you know you don't have it? That's the point. You don't know that. You don't know if you have it.
Would
or
you
not.
Go
it could
get
be
it?
A cold. Definitely.
Now,
until I worked out. Until here's what you got to weigh up. Mum, I just spoke to her before. Went and did the drive-through at Chadston to get the swab up the nose. Mm-hmm. So she's been tested. Finds out in 2 days, she has to quarantine for 5 days. This is what they didn't tell you. So, yeah. So, remember, because I almost was like, I'll make a video. I'll go get tested when they had it open to any gronk with no symptoms. Just everybody's being tested. They've done 260,000 tests in the last month in Australia. And sorry, in Victoria alone. Mm. And so, mum now has to quarantine. And so, I'm glad I didn't go and just do it. Because you wouldn't have been able to leave the house for 5 days. Yeah.
Well, mum did that. She quarantined. And she was her biggest concern, because it's such a long wait, the car battery, because you're stopping and starting all the time, and they actually have jumper leads there because are running out of battery just waiting.
They've got medics for humans, medics for cars. They've got everything. They've got a resus team for both.
Everyone's working a Tesla, Sebs.
Yeah. Did she take your dad's... long
no, she took the Mazda 3. Is that the i30 equivalent, the Mazda?
Does your mum turn the car on and off? Like if she's...
I think it's because you're being stopped for a long time.
Yeah, maybe they
call her and we can ask her what the experience was like. Have we ever had her on the show before? Let's see if she answers.
Just don't tell her because she might freak out. So
I saw her on Saturday night for Bree's birthday and she said... Tommy Jacket has added me on Facebook. And I said, yeah. And she says, should I accept? I was like, yeah, why not? She goes, this isn't content, is it? I don't think so.
She took a few days to accept. Yeah. That's harsh.
She says, I only add people that I'm friends with. I just like, mum, it's not for content. Just accept. It's absolutely fine. And then she did say, like, you know, you see her just sort of quiet on her iPad. And she says, I've accepted him.
It's not content yet, Lynn, but...
Yeah.
It is always a possibility.
All right, here we go. Let's just call Lynn. Now, let's see if she answers. It's 12:37.
Tuesday.
She might be in the dental surgery.
Will you leave a message? Can I leave a message?
It's probably because she's probably got patients right out front. So
hi, I'm just about to see a patient. I'll call you back in a minute.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Bye. That was her. That was not a voicemail.
I thought that was a message.
It had a vibe, didn't it?
She's about to see a blunt. Patient. Like, I'm just about to see a patient. I'll call you back. Bye.
Mm-hmm. Good that she answered.
Yeah, that was lovely. It's nice. It's my mum usually answers with, is everything all right? Like something is always going on. Like she's always a bit worried. I'm like, no,
I'm always FaceTiming. I always FaceTime. I literally didn't have her in favourites. I used to call her all the time. But I think that once you get older and your parents start asking, do you have work? Like that work thing has become like a big joke at our place. Like, have you got work on?
Yeah. That's good. Who is in your favourites, Sev? And then we'll get George's favourites. This is on your iPhone.
I never used favourites before.
Because you don't make phone calls, bro.
No, but I FaceTime a lot. So I use FaceTime heaps, but I just don't. I just don't favourite anyone.
Who is on your favourites?
Or is there
nobody? I've just favourited Grace.
Just then, you literally were talking before the show about getting joint bank accounts, and you haven't yet.
Really, I just favorited. No, I favorited her like probably maybe 2 weeks ago.
Did you just say you added her just then? Did you not just say you added her to?
Nah. So I just use my recent calls. And sure. they're my favourites anyway. Yeah.
It's not about going to your favourites to make the call. Like, I do the same, but I have a favourites list. And so, don't complicate it.
So, Georgie
Grace
boy.
Is your only one.
Yeah.
What's your favourite?
No, I'm the same. I got no one in my favourites.
Really?
Blank.
Yeah.
Whack us in there, you don't son. Need that, whack us in there.
This is like the I love favorites. Yeah. This is the new.
I thought favorites were automatic. Like I just thought it'd do it based off who you call the most, as opposed to like I'm gonna favorite you.
How many favorites have you got, TJ?
2, 4, 6, 8, 9 I've got 9 favorites.
I have 2, 4, 6, 8 10, 12 I think 10 or 11
What's the 12, what's the point when you've got 12?
Well, because you can see them all. So the people I've got:
you may as well,
Brianna Phillips,
well
Tommy
them.
Jacket, Nathan Naraki, Blaz Roba, Till, Mr. 97, Peter Shepherd, Derek Myers, Gemma Watts, Harry Lodge, George Martin. There you go. That's my. Nice.
Glad was TJ in there?
I'm adding George.
Yeah, TJ's
I'm
at
adding
the very
Nathan
top.
And George. Yeah, it was a contentious. I wasn't in Josh. No, sorry, Josh wasn't in mine. But he.
You also have
saw
Jensen
my phone.
Spelt wrong.
I had it spelt wrong for many, many years. It was almost a bit of a neg, to be honest. I was like, always got one up on you. Amy Jacket, Josh Jansen, Joanne Jacket, Michael Jacket, Reese Mitchell, Ant Jacket, Tim Jacket, Matt Barr, Batman Campton, which is Conspiracy Jimmy. So that's my list. I don't call Matt that much. We used to live together. Love him, but haven't. We speak maybe once every couple of months. He lives down the coast. But everyone else, regular.
Mm. Yeah, for me, I think Till I used to call every sort of second day. I haven't called Till in a couple of months. I should see how he's going. It's a good little it's a good little audit. Yeah, see, I've got
that
to call
great.
Nathan.
Yeah, check your favourites, and if you haven't called one of them in the last 3-4 weeks, call
snip,
them.
Snip.
Yeah, it's definitely snip.
Or cut them. Call them or cut them. That's
add
a good
three.
One. Cut call them or cut. No, you got George. You have to add Hannah first. That's okay. The deal. Your partner first. Mm. Gronk squad second.
Did you remember going into in Chrome? Go view no source. View. I think it was no source or whatever to be able to see if someone had hidden their MySpace top friends. You could still see them.
No,
is it right click inspect? Is that what you were doing?
No. This is prior to the inspect. It was like a view.
The element. Right click view
no source. I think it was called or something.
Yeah,
it basically would get rid of all the all the styling, so you could sort of see what's being hidden. Yeah,
I am not the life hack guy, but I've just discovered a life hack, and this is for Mr. 96 back on favorites.
Lynn's calling back. Here we go.
Okay, hang on. I'll come back with that life hack.
Mrs. Jansen, you're on the Daily Talk Show. Are you okay with that?
Yes, I am okay.
Okay, good. We're talking about the COVID-19 thing.
Yes.
What was the experience like getting tested?
What was the experience like? It wasn't that bad, really. The worst part was lining up in the car and worrying my battery was going to go flat.
Yeah, I've told that story. Was it? And what car? Is that the Mazda?
Yeah, it's a Mazda.
Mazda 3?
Yeah,
Mazda 3. Lynn, Tommy Jacket here, best friend on Facebook. It's nice to be connected, you know, officially. Were you turning your car on and off? Was that it? Or you were...
You had
what,
to.
What were you doing?
There were signs up everywhere saying that you had to turn the engine off. And because it's an undercover car park. Mm-hmm. And so if you didn't, then... You would asphyxiate the people doing the testing.
That'd be a nightmare. Did you have to wee? Casey was saying in the comments that the worst part was needing to wee or having to wee.
There was a toilet, you know, one of those
portable
toilets there. Mm-hmm. Yeah, but I didn't need to.
Did you use it?
But it did. No. It was reassuring. No, it was reassuring to know it was there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And so you isolated for 5 days post test, or is that?
No, I had to do, because I'm in a health worker, I told them that and they said my test results will be within 3 days. So I went on Friday and I actually got my results on Sunday. So I did stay at home until I got the results. Mm.
Yeah. So it's until you get the results. And then if you actually have it, it's another 14 days on top of
it. If you have it, then you have to. Yeah.
So you work at a dentist. What are the different things that you're doing now at the dental surgery to stay safe?
I'm actually hiding in a patient they come at. So if they do, I'm going to hang up quickly. Mm-hmm. When a patient arrives, they have to wait in the car park. because I'm not having people in the waiting room for any period of time, and I don't let patients cross over in the waiting room. So when they arrive, I check their temperature, I sanitize their hands, and then pretty much we put them in straight away. In the surgery, everything, infection control is always at, you know, max. So that's not such a big thing. The dentist and nurse are now wearing shields, which they didn't used to. They just used to wear their masks. And they're also wearing shower cap things. So, and then when the patient comes out, I make them put their hand in a freezer bag so that when they touch the keypad of the FBOS machine, they're not putting anything.
Do they keep the freezer bag?
I tell them they can, because it can come in handy, or else there's a rubbish bin right next to they can put it in. So,
and Lynn, how long do you think this will continue for?
Who knows? I don't think we'll ever go back to totally normal, because when HIV first reared its ugly head, infection control changed heaps in dental surgeries. So we went from wearing no gloves and masks to, you know, full infection control. So I think things will be different forever.
What year did you start dental nursing?
1975.
And so wasn't there a case or something that happened with the HIV that then made the sort of the dental industry get their shit together?
Yeah, there was. And I think it may have been a dentist that infected a patient. I can't remember really that far back, but I think that was the case, and then things changed.
Thank you for the chat.
All right. Well, now I have to go and take my gloves off and put new gloves on, because I've picked up my phone. So we're not doing good things to the environment, because there's so much plastic and rubber and everything going in there. So it's a choice, you die or the environment.
It's a
choice, really.
it's a problem that now needs to be solved. So it's, yeah. Anyway,
we'll speak on Facebook, everything. What was that, TJ?
We'll speak on Facebook. I'll like something of yours later, Lynn. Actually, right now.
Oh, great. What was I going to say? Yeah, my keyboard and mouse and everything in the reception area, I put glad wraps and stuff on, Josh, if that's what you're asking. Yeah. I do that. Okay.
All right.
Have a good day.
Catch up. Lynn, I just like your post from 4 hours ago. Anyway.
What is she posting 4 hours ago?
I love little penguins. They must be very happy without the crowds watching them every night. This is very funny. And then it's a 10 News bulletin.
Yeah, it's the guy who is calling the penguins as they walk along. Anyway, look at it.
Very cute content. Keep it coming. Bye.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
There we go, Lynn Jansen.
Lynn was great. It was great.
Good fun. Good
commentary on the dental stuff. That's interesting.
Yeah. Should have asked her about the tongue scrapers as well.
Maybe we can get some. I love it. I used to love getting the experience of going to the dentist back in the day. Like, think about Bond Street Dental, the big sort of open area where it's fun to go and sit in there and sort of watch the big screens or get some mints. I wonder what is going to happen over the next, say, year, 12 months with the ones that sort of have that, they've created a environment for clients to sort of, you know, hang out before or, you know, it's all going to be different. Very different. Wow.
Well, they reckon I was reading an article, the end of the A380 and all the big jets, because they're like, you're not going to be able to have that amount of people in a plane. So that's annoying. Dude. I love the A380. I mean, but it is a bit of a. It had a few problems. I've noticed a bunch. I've said it to you each time we're zooming in the morning, but I've been seeing more and more planes fly over the CBD in Melbourne. A bunch of Air New Zealand flights.
Yep. Jetstar have seen. I did see an article that read plane spotters would be devastated that they're missing out on all the unusual planes. It was not that. That's a long airline, but long headline. But basically they were saying there's all these unusual planes flying in the skies at the moment, and it would be ideal for plane spotters who could be out looking for them.
They must be
moving aircrafts around, or it's like you're seeing less and there's more interesting ones flying at the moment because maybe they're just taking them for a run. But, interesting.
I mean, I go through moments of, you know, like we're talking about, you know, what's it going to be like? Are we going to, you know, like going to the pub and all that sort of thing? Then you hear the delivery guy that closes down 12 McDonald's because he's got COVID-19. You think about how easily shit can get closed down, right? Like, I feel like we're kidding ourselves if we think that this is just like, if one person can fuck shit up, like it's...
Well, so the rule, So what the going to the pub isn't considering is that the rule around if you do get it or someone who has been in contact with you, like the reason they have this app.
Mm-hmm.
So if mum got it, I would need to quarantine because I've been around mum. George, I've seen you in the last couple of days. Hayden, Dib and Ryan, John, I was in the car with last night.
Hayden's his dad, like, definitely, because you basically
barebacked. Anyway, like, is that what you do?
Bash, or Mr. Do you... Dib.
Yeah, he threw in a hat too.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, he gave me the bull hat. Anyway, it's considering 11 people in Australia have had it been diagnosed in the last 24 hours, confirmed cases, it's like a very low chance. But it's not to say that what you're saying isn't true. Because that guy who was just a delivery driver rocked up to, all these different ones.
But then I also think about, like, it all just started with one person. Like, think about that. Like, it starts somewhere and then it spreads. I mean, I feel like I'm a bit of a dummy the way I'm saying this. But, like, if you think about that, you just need one gronk to really go out and amongst it.
Yeah.
And then all of those gronks to see other people. I know this is what they've been saying on the news, but that's pretty crazy.
But the guy, the 12 Maccas closing down, the driver, asymptomatic, didn't feel it. Didn't feel that he had anything and got tested and,
Done. Well, I've got a sore throat.
You should get tested. You should get tested.
I've had it for 2 and a bit days now.
I think you should. You haven't slept with a heater on or something?
It's that he hasn't slept with a heater on because his room's fucking freezing. He needs to sort that out.
I'm not comfortable with you not getting tested. Can you get tested?
Yeah, do it.
How are you going to get there?
Can you just go? I don't know.
You're going to have to walk?
Yeah, you just go.
Uber?
Casey would
Uber
says Seb's just needs water.
Yeah, exactly. Okay. Yeah, everyone's getting real angry. You need to get tested. Okay.
Get tested. So, this is why they have testing. Chadstone Shopping Centre or Shopper. Shopper's doing it.
Chadstone. But I haven't seen anyone though.
It doesn't matter. That's not the point. It's not the attitude. The point is they're testing. The
Georgie boy really wants to go to the pub.
Classic. He's not happy at all, is he?
I think
far out. He's just left.
Don't even bother, Georgie boy, changing the battery. All right,
we're about to finish up. Sevs, we don't need you for 5 days. I'll do all the outdoor activity work. Oh no, that's probably why I'd be pissed off. You'd be pissed that you couldn't go to the local park and do some chin-ups.
It'd be fine.
Wouldn't you, Seb?
10 seconds of admin. Have you given us a review on Apple Podcasts? Would really appreciate it. Just go and click that subscribe button as well, I guess.
He's turned it back on.
He wasn't turning it on. All right, there he is. All right, guys.
Great. All right. It's a daily talk show. We'll see you tomorrow, and I'll WhatsApp over the TJ's video from yesterday. Go check it out.
And also, give us an email or however you want to get in touch with us. If you think you have somebody who has a business or something that they want to get out there through the megaphone, taking suggestions as well.
See you tomorrow, guys.
See you, guys.